Taking a look at sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And here we go again. This is the Yankees season in a nutshell. They come through a real pretty decent stand of playing some good games. They take on the Orioles. They get whacked 7-1. 7-1. Now, the only good thing that happened was that the Rays also got whacked by the Mariners 8-2. And the Red Sox didn't play. Now, the Mets, they fell to the Marlins 6-3. Now, you take a look at the standings here, all right? And once again, Tampa Bay has a one-game lead over Boston, a seven-game lead over the Yankees. The Yankees are three games out of a wild card position, the second wild card position. I'm telling you, folks, the way they're playing, it just doesn't look good. And now Cole has an injury, and so he can't pitch. Like I said, a disappointing season so far. Now, the Mets, who've been in first place most of the season, they're seeing that lead now fall. 2.5 games over Philadelphia, 3.5 games over Atlanta. The Metsies have a rough stretch to get through. And now, of course, DeGrom is not going to be able to pitch. So they've got some rough territory ahead of them to get through. Well, Simone Biles finished her Tokyo Olympics with one medal after she finished the balance beam event. I'm sure she's really happy that this is all over. Really. All right. She, by the way, is the most decorated American gymnast ever. Ever. So you folks that wanted to criticize her, just remember that. The most decorated American gymnast ever. All right. I'm checking here else. Is there anything else going on in sports? But Michael Conforto has been benched by the Mets. The Mets sent him to get more work done, the outfielder. It's a bleak year for baseball in the metropolitan area. Now, here's something that really explains what's the matter with sports these days. And that is, a UFC fighter says he wants to literally kill an opponent in the octagon. Sean Strickland, who's 24-3, thinks he can manage some serious brain damage, and it sounds like he's already dealing with side effects in his head. He made some crazy comments that he'd be at peace with dying or possibly killing someone in the octagon. Now, by saying that, you'd figure, well, you get punished, right? Now, both those outcomes fall within the context of UFC rules. Quoting here, if I killed somebody in the ring, it'd blanking make me very happy. He said that in an interview with TMZ. That's just horrible. Because the guy knows how to fight. Just look at his record. I don't know. You know? The more we go on in this country, the more we look at what goes on, and the more you have to shake your head and say, oh my God. Anyways, that is it. That is a check on sports this morning on Robinhood Radio.